You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 18, verse 33 to 34. Then Pilate entered the praetorium again, called Jesus, and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered him, "Are you speaking for yourself about this, or did others tell you this concerning me?" Jesus' response or question to Pilate, I perceive, is a question to every one of us, even today. When Pilate asked, "Are you the king of the Jews?" You know, for me, I was expecting Jesus to say, "Yes, I am. No, I'm not." But that was not how Jesus responded. And I've noticed that a lot of times when Jesus was asked questions, there was never a yes or no answer. There was always either an explanation or a question. You see, in spiritual things, you will hardly find yes or no answers. Unfortunately, in the world today, people are looking for a yes or no answer because they do not have time for truth. Truth is not yes or no. Truth is revelation. You see, if somebody comes to meet me and says, "Sir, I have a wife, and she has left me, and she has gotten married to another man. Can I remarry?" If I say no, there will be questions afterwards. If I say yes, there will be questions afterwards. So what is the right answer? The right answer will be, let's look at what the scripture says. But many people do not have the patience and the discipline for that today. They're in a hurry. They just want to have a yes or no answer. No. You need to know the truth. You need to know what scripture teaches. There are things in the scriptures that, for example, if I tell you and say, "Stop going to a prophet to consult," it is wrong. You see, you will ask me why. How do I answer you? The only way I can make you to understand is to open the scriptures and then show you how we have transited into a different covenant and how the manner in which God speaks has changed, and take you through that scripture. If I don't take you through that scriptures, you won't have an understanding why I said, don't do it. So you must learn to be patient for the truth to be explained. Now, but again, the way Jesus responded, I felt that it's also a question for us. Jesus asked Pilate a question. "What you have said about me, is it from your own personal knowledge, or is it what others have told you about me?" I want to ask you, what you know about Jesus, is it persona or is it essay? It is good to be taught. It is good to learn. But if then your knowledge of Jesus does not become persona, you are truly not following him. And you will have a lot of problem because that knowledge is not persona. You see, when the knowledge of Jesus becomes persona, it becomes impossible to convince you out of it. It is those that their knowledge of Christ comes from essay that they will just wake up and say that, they no longer believe in this way. And then they start attacking the church because their knowledge of Jesus was never personal. Somebody who knows Jesus personally and intimately will not wake up and say, there is no God. I don't believe that there is God. I don't know if there is a God. I pray that your knowledge of Jesus Christ will be personal in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. In case you want to know more about the Living Throne Ministry, you can please visit our website, livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.